Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello and welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show. Game 3 against the Toronto Blue Jays. The rubber match. The Yankees won game 1. The Blue Jays won game 2. Who will win game 3? That's the question on everyone's mind. My name is Jimmy. His name is Jake. We just got some news. We got some lineups. We will be discussing the news and the lineups. We will be giving you what to watch for. We will be doing the pitching path to victory. Homer draft picks will be made. The over-under will be decided. And maybe some premonitions will be divvied out to the paying public. Jake, how are you?
James, Zach, everyone in the chat, Turtles in the chat. We've got a Turtles life on the line tonight in a huge game for the Yankees season. This is a playoff game. The Jays, Red Sox, and Mariners all have cupcakes the rest of the way. The Yankees, ahead of them currently, they have the Rays, who have fully clinched, but they're the Rays. If the Yankees win this game, it makes these final three, there's wiggle room. If they don't, there's not wiggle room. So I'm my butt's puckered a little bit. I thought Higgy was going to get the start tonight. I do think the series of events that led up to it made it an easier conversation on here, because Kluber does have big Higgy-Gary splits, and back when Kluber was finding it, he was getting the Higgy treatment as well. So I think with Voit going to the IL, and Gallo getting hit by the pitch yesterday times Robbie Ray, I think that made the formula for this lineup.
Yeah, Higgy's got good numbers versus Higgy had a good game against Ray earlier this season, but it was one game.
Like that.
So, Voit to the IL.
Yes.
Interesting. The roster moves have been interesting, so we'll see. Big important game. Yeah, I didn't realize it was a big, important game. I still don't know how big, important game it is to me. It is a big, important game.
It is.
I'm not, like, all the way up for it because Kluber's been bad against Toronto, and I don't know who they're going to pitch behind him, and Robbie Ray's going to win the Cy Young. So, like, the Yankees are, I think, underdogs in this game. I don't know if they are by Vegas.
Yes.
But it's for a very big, important game. It's not the matchups I'd like.
Well, Jim, I got good news for you. This, you and I, who have been on the Kluber thing kind of all year, this is his playoff start. We're getting it. Because, again, this gets into some Talking Yanks later episode. We will be live after the game. But Red Sox play the Nats after this. Toronto welcomes the Orioles after this, and the Mariners are playing the Angels without Trout, Rendon, and Otani in Seattle. So there's a good chance that those teams can win out. Now, sure, baseball happens, and will those three teams go 9-0? Probably doubtful. But, man, if the Yankees can keep the leg up, because they have it in the loss column right now, it's big. So, and that's kind of where I do like the underdogs tonight. It's Robbie Ray. Toronto's rocking. They're stoked having 30,000 fans back. And this is kind of Kluber's playoff spot we've been waiting for. So they knocked around Cole last night. A lot of it adds up for the Yanks getting spanked. Have a day, Yanks.
Do you think they'll give Kluber second time through? We can do lineups first.
Yes.
If he's, like, not looking great, I guess, was the addition there. Like, obviously,
I mean, if any pitcher's not looking great, you got to think about it. But, no, I mean, they've been using Kluber like a starting pitcher.
What's the lineup? I just had it. Now I can't find
DJ
it.
DJ LeMahieu playing Rizzo. Third base. Rizzo at first. Judge in right field. Stanton in left field. Gleyber Torres at second base. Gary Sanchez DHing. Brett Gardner in center. Gio Urshela, your shortstop, hitting eighth. And Higashioka, the RBI stroke last night, hitting ninth with Klubot on the mound.
Mm-hmm. Good job, Yankees.
Go.
I don't really have, what to watch for. It's, Gallo's out. He got hurt. I don't know what Gleyber. He's been hitting like crazy. I actually really like his swings. His hit. He broke the perfect game yesterday, and then actually I really liked his swing in the ninth inning to get on to make that a little more of a ooh type butthole inning for the Blue Jays. It was a good swing by him. So I've been really liking Gleyber's at bats and his approach and his almost like screw power. I just can get the bat and the ball swing.
And yesterday was big for him because he actually, we've been talking about how he's been hitting a little more. He had kind of a three-game funk, which happens in baseball. He had a 1-for-11, but a little 3-for-4 yesterday with that double first hit of the game, the infield tapper. So that's good. Like, he kind of can't let it get to the funk. Who am I watching today? How about Gary and Gardy back-to-back? That 6-7 spot in the lineup. Gary comes in for the tough pinch hit at bat yesterday. Gardy gets pinch hit 4 yesterday. I just, when we talk about Yankee heartstrings, those guys have a lot of them in a big game. Judge and Stanton have been hot. If the pitcher misses, they're going to do their thing. That Gary-Gardy combo kind of jumps off the page for me. If those guys have a day, I think we're having a good time.
Gardy homer yesterday? Was that yesterday's game? Was that the first game?
I think that was the first
game. It was all funk for me yesterday.
You had a lot going on.
Yeah. But whatever, Gardy's awesome. When's the last time they faced Robbie Ray? May?
Robbie Ray.
I think it was May. I think they got him opening day of the season.
Gardy hasn't homered in a little while, so I'm not sure what that was.
Double. It was a big double. It wasn't a homer. But it tied the game, or it was a two-out double.
There was a double yesterday.
That was what I was talking about. It wasn't a homer. But it tied the game, I think. Or started the scoring after Gleyber.
Started the scoring. It was great at bat.
Yes. May 27th is the last time they faced Robbie Ray. And he was not, doing what he's been doing at that point. They kind of got to him. They got 5 hits, 2 walks. There was a big error, if I recall, and a couple home runs. Who hit the homers off of him? Let's see.
Who got him?
DJ single, Gio double, Judge homered off him. After a DJ single. So DJ had 2 singles, and then Gary did homer off of him. How about that?
Like you're saying, we haven't seen Robbie Ray in a little bit, and, since that time we have seen him, his ERA has gone from 3.81 to 2.68. It's 98% he's going to win the Cy Young, basically, unless the Yanks put up, like, a 7-burger on him. So, interested to see how he looks like. I know old Robbie Ray, it was a matter of him settling in. Could be early. See if he finds it. An issue for him sometimes can be the walks. He had 4 walks last game against Minnesota. The Yankees like their walks. So, hey, let's get a walk, a bloop, and a blast or something like that. And, big atmosphere, big pitcher. This is a test for the lineup outside of any of the Kluber pitching path to victory type stuff, which.
What to watch for is if they have a tell on Robbie Ray. They had one on Evaldi had shut him down all year, and they had one on him, and they crushed him. Robbie Ray, part of his success this season is he's just become a 2-pitch pitcher. He's just a fastball slider. He doesn't throw his third pitch. Barely breaks 5%. He'll throw like 3 to like 8 of them a game.
Yeah, I wouldn't get too excited about that. Robbie Ray's whole thing is he's always been gross. He just can't throw strikes. So I think...
Well, I'm just saying...
I think he's a guy, even if you know the fastball's coming, you're having a bad day.
I think
highest K rate in like MLB history for a starting pitcher.
I think the slider's nasty, and you've seen the Orioles have a tell on him, and they've knocked him out early twice, and he got real mad about it, and they just sit on the slider. So I'd like the Orioles to be sharing that secret with the Yankees.
Okay,
because if he's only throwing two pitches,
Glaber and a tell.
Yeah, Glaber and a tell. Pitching path to victory.
Yes. Segged us in there.
It's not as exciting.
You don't think so?
Well, Clay Holmes probably out.
Right.
Got a hit yesterday. Kinger's out. I doubt they use Loaisiga twice in a row, but maybe they do. Maybe they do.
I think at this point in the season and how good Johnny looked yesterday, I think Clay and King are out. Which leaves you Wandy, Chad, Chapman, Seve. They got guys.
You think they'll go Seve?
I think so. He only threw 15 pitches on Tuesday.
Okay.
Day off in between. If he's going to be out there, we weren't sure where they were going to use him Tuesday.
Kluber has averages coming out of the game, what, in the fourth inning or the fifth, early fifth, or he finishes four in his last, like, since he's come back?
You're hoping for five in a big game like today if you have to pull him in 4 point whatever.
Yeah, his last six starts, he's averaged four innings, four and a third.
He's so building up those fifth. First couple, too.
Yeah, I mean, two of those, he threw 80 pitches.
Yep.
So, we'll see. Is it Seve first, then? Abreu can come out?
That's interesting. So let's think of this. If this is a tight game, if this feels playoffy and it's 2-2, you kind of have to go to a leverage guy. Maybe you go Wandy first to get out of a situation. That's kind of been his role this year. Because you probably still want to give Seve clean innings, right?
You don't I want think
him
so.
To,
yeah,
you don't want him to come in the middle of something.
Still not like a reliever.
So
if Seve's available, you go Wandy as cleanup, then you go Seve, Laza, Chad, Chapman?
Yeah, and maybe you have Chad or if Seve or
Litke
Chad.
Can also be cleanup.
They really haven't been using him at all.
They don't have lefties, that's why.
Yeah, I would say you have Wandy to get out of the mess, potentially first out of the pen if it's the end of that lineup, because, again, not a lot of lefties. Although they did sneak Grichuk, that fuck, towards the end of the lineup today. Yeah, and maybe you give Seve and Chad clean innings, and if they have a good inning, you send them out for a second.
Be nice. Who has been crushing Kluber in these starts?
Kluber.
He's got a 4.91 ERA against Toronto in three starts. Four homers. Like, who's it been?
Who's got him?
I will check the records.
Kluber.
It has been, the home runs have been, four different people. Simeon, Bichette, Vladdy, and Alejandro Kirk.
Kirky.
And then Vladdy's 3-for-4 with a homer off him this year.
He good.
Yeah, Bichette, Simeon. Watch Bichette again. What he was doing was nasty yesterday. That Holmes home run. That's nuts.
They got Clay. They got Cole. Doesn't line up good for the Klubot.
Yeah.
Throw that clue ball, baby.
So Wandy, Seve, and then the three, that's five innings. So, yeah, if he goes four in something, like, that's probably the plan there. Offense going to have to get something done off Ray. Barrios looked nasty in what they got, perfect game through five?
Through four. And then that's when they battled. So,
yeah.
For as good as Barrios looked, that was kind of a win yesterday. And if Robbie Ray's doing the same and he looks gross, you're hoping to get a couple. So, hey, bust him up early. Give Klubot a chance to give you a five and one earned or something like that. That'd be a big start up in Toronto. The way they're swinging it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the Homer Draft. What happened yesterday? None of us got a homer?
Wasn't one of them homer games.
Did anyone homer for the Yanks yesterday?
Nobody homered for the Yankees.
What losers?
Yeah.
Well, they try homering every now and then.
Today could be a good day for it.
You think so?
I do.
Ray or the bullpen?
Yes.
I go first. Yeah. I will take Riz. No, I'm not going to take him first. Well, I'll take Gary and Rizzo.
There you go.
Jake's taken both already, so it doesn't matter.
Those are good picks. Let's see. You like the way Gleyber's swinging it, huh? So you want to be a ball player, huh? Okay. Let's go Gleyber and Gio.
Gleyber and Gio?
Yeah.
No DJ, first pitch, bomb?
No, although he had a couple better swings yesterday.
Okay. Can you someone read off the dates of when Kluber pitched against them last? I want to see if he's been throwing, see what worked and didn't work.
So Kluber, two of his starts were in April, his first start back.
Not even to count that.
April 14th was his third start back. He pitched against them in May 25th. That was the game he got hurt after the no-hitter. And then tonight's the fourth, so it's a weird sample size.
Yeah, it's a weird couple days.
It's a weird
then.
Sample size.
So after he got hurt, I mean, he didn't throw a lot of pitches, right? The 25th?
He threw 58, yeah.
A lot of them were two-seamers, then curveball. And then the other ones, I mean, that's pretty early on. So, I don't know. We'll see what we get.
I feel like we haven't seen the Kluber changeup. That's when he started to kind of find it. You know, we've seen the clue ball, but not a lot of changes.
He threw it September 17th. What game was that?
September, that was Cleveland. Six innings, shutty.
There you go. It was 16%. He threw it that day.
Let's get the changeup going.
You're...
Pronate it.
The 17th, I said?
Yes.
One ball put in play for a single.
Ah.
Yeah.
Damn.
I wish King was available today. I'd feel much better about the game.
Kinger.
It's my new favorite.
Big King kick.
He's like my security blanket.
Message him the other day.
Like, Gio at third is your safety blanket. Yeah. Like, if I know we have 2 to 3 innings of King in the bullpen, that's my safety blanket of late.
Okay.
We don't have that today. It's Wandy and Sevy, maybe, so.
Gave up one the other day, right? It's okay.
Did he?
Yeah.
But he threw 42 pitches, so yeah. It's the most.
We got a pen there today. They can do it.
They can do it. What's the over-under at? What do you think?
Ooh. Kluba, Robbie Ray.
Well, Robbie Ray,
eight
Yankees.
Or 8.5, something like that.
9?
It feels high for a Cy Young winner on the bump.
But they've been high, haven't they?
No, I think we expected the first one to be high. We thought it was going to be 10, and that was 9.
Oh, and then yesterday was 8, and we said over, and we got it right? So maybe 8.5?
Wait.
8.5.
8.5.
I'm going to go over.
Over. Ray, I think it's over.
Over.
I think Yanks will do a little bit of damage. They've been having good at-bats lately. Kluber, that's a tough lineup.
Over, over, over. Do you have any premonitions?
Premo. Let's see. I think the Yanks push one across in the first.
That would be awesome.
I think they're going to have a little bit of bench energy. Rizzo, good against lefties. Judge, Stanton. Robbie not settled in yet.
I think we have one inning that takes the amount of time that three other consecutive innings take.
The long inning.
Yeah. Maybe it's the sixth inning. Maybe the sixth inning takes an hour to get through, and the first, second, and third all combined took an hour.
Okay. I like
you know, maybe it's like 50 minutes, sixth inning, and
the inning theory.
Yeah. There's just one inning on both sides just drags. Maybe in a good way.
Maybe the best way.
I also think we have one inning that's like, you know, under 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Just boom, 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 boom. Kluber probably gets a 5-pitch inning, 3 warning track balls, caught easily, out of it. And you feel good, but you don't feel great. Is Gallo out for the year?
No, the quotes on him were good. They said he's available off the bench tonight. You can't take the Yankees' actual word for that. He did get, it was hit by a pitch in the forearm. He got pulled before the last at bat. So, I mean, if he was hurt, you're like really hurt if you get hit there. I think this, I don't want to say it worked out for the Yankees, but Robbie Ray, a tough lefty. They get Higgy behind the dish again. Worked out is maybe the wrong word, but.
Yeah, you got to catch some balls, though, so.
Yeah, Stanton might be put to the test, which is a little scary.
They said the arrows will blot out the sun.
But, yeah, the numbers, and we know the Yankees have proven they like these numbers. With Higgy behind the dish, Klubot, 56.2 innings, a 3.02 ERA. With Gary behind the dish, 18.2, a 6.27. So. Interesting, because if it is a good start and the Yankees do get playoffs this year, that could become a thing.
Did we do premonitions? Yes.
You got another one? You see one?
No.
Looked like you saw something.
No, I just hate catcher ERA.
Ghost?
Saw. Out on that.
They believe.
I don't think they do. Goodbye.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.